Welcome back. It's Eagles 360, talking a little Eagles offense, one that was pretty consistent on Sunday. Lots of balance. LeSean McCoy, a big game. Mark Sanchez, a couple of mistakes, but another 300-yard game.
That's right. And we were talking all week about whether this would be the game that the Eagles' running game finally got things going. They did that, 130 yards on 21 carries for LeSean McCoy. The offensive line looked pretty good with Andrew Gardner there at right guard. And as for Mark Sanchez, he spread the ball around. 9 different guys had a catch. 6 of them had at least 3 receptions. Mark Sanchez is moving this offense efficiently. The question, of course, is can he eliminate some of those mistakes? And I think those are fixable. He certainly says so.
And when the Eagles get the running game going, when LeSean McCoy breaks the 100-yard mark 22 times in his career, the Eagles with a 19-3 record. So as you take a peek ahead to the Dallas Cowboys game, got to get the running game going against the aggressive Dallas defense.
And this is a Cowboys defense that was expected to be pretty bad entering the season. They have not been very bad this year. They do things pretty well. They don't turn the ball over very much, but they're pretty steady, and they'll stop the run.
They weren't supposed to be pretty bad. They were supposed to be historically bad. And yet, Rod Marinelli, the defensive coordinator, has done a very fine job with the Dallas Cowboys. A big play in Sunday's win. Mark Sanchez rolling right, finding tight end James Casey in the end zone. How did it happen? Our All-22 Breakdown with Greg Cosell.
This third quarter touchdown to James Casey shows a lot of the elements of Chip Kelly's offense. And what we're going to do is we're going to start with the horizontal stretch, stretching the perimeter. You see the run action to the left. That stretches the perimeter. Now, the other part of this play, which is really critical, then Sanchez goes to the right. Boot action. So if we just run this a little, you'll see it right here. And here's the really important part. And notice Sanchez went to the wide side of the field, because what they're trying to do is create conflict here for this corner. Sanchez is going to throw the ball, and you see the ball's been thrown already, but he's throwing the ball off of that corner that I've circled, because what you get is you get James Casey back here. He's actually running his route on a safety to the wide side of the field, so the Eagles have a lot of room to work. You see this corner? He sits low. So now Sanchez knows that he has Casey running to the pylon in the end zone without that corner being a factor in the play. Beautifully designed play. We'll clear it and let it run. Really well done by Sanchez. They created conflict for a single defender, created an easy read for Mark Sanchez, a really well-designed touchdown throw to James Casey that made it 34-17 Eagles.
All right, good stuff there, Greg. Now the attention to the special teams, which once again, Bo, delivers for the Eagles. Josh Huff, the opening kickoff, 107 yards. Cody Parkey, a big game. Darren Sproles, still the impact in the return game. Can you keep it going here for 6 more games?
Well, the question all year has been, is this sort of a fluke or will they keep going? I think they've proven that we sort of expect these big plays every week. Josh Huff, of course, getting the Bo Knows bump with that kickoff return touchdown. He's returned a touchdown. Chris Polk's returned a touchdown. Everybody involved on special teams for the Eagles this season, it's such a cohesive unit. On that touchdown, you saw like 5 different guys holding perfect blocks. Dave Phipp has just done such a remarkable job.
Is there an award in the NFL, and I'm serious, for best assistant coach? Because Dave Phipp has to be considered it. There is no group that's done anything close to what the Eagles special teams have done this season. It's truly been an historic season of performance for the Eagles special teams. They have been dynamic from the first game on. They've made a difference, and they are a huge reason the Eagles 8-3. Dave Phipp, coach of the year, coordinator of the year. Maybe the NFL needs to recognize Dave Phipp somehow, because he's been absolutely awesome.
I'm with you. I mean, every single phase, field goals, we've talked about Cody Parkey, kickoff return, they've got 2 touchdowns. Punt return, Darren Sproles has been great. Coverage units have been outstanding. The one blip, that touchdown against Green Bay, but every single phase, this special teams is just dominant.
Yeah, and good to see rookie Josh Huff get in on the fun with his electric kickoff return to start the game.